Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are reading out poor reviews for Rock and Roller Coaster.
We didn't say the episode number.
We never do.
Do we not?
Do we?
I thought we did.
No?
I thought we always say welcome to episode...
That's customers always weird.
I thought we always said welcome to episode 100 and whatever it is.
No, customers always weird is welcome to episode 34.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we've done 164 of these.
I don't listen, I just wait to say hello.
And this is why you already say hello. Welcome to 164th episode. See, you can't even get it right. This week, yes, we are reading reviews for Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith, specifically for not Universal, Hollywood Studios in Orlando. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
See, that's what I say on this show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
I get that clear in my head.
I introduce us.
Yeah.
You say hello.
Okay.
And then I say what we're talking about.
Okay.
And then I say enjoy the podcast.
Okay, cool.
Customer is always weird. This is the episode number. Then Stu interrupts me.
Yeah.
Then I try and say what we're talking about until Stu stops interrupting me. And then I say, enjoy the show.
I see.
And then we crack on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Cool. I got it.
Jeez.
Hello. this is all I can be trusted to say.
Yeah, I know. Don't say anything
else. It would just fall apart otherwise.
This is the second episode we're recording in a row.
Yeah.
Because
delirium has set in.
Yeah, it has, yeah. I didn't tell you that I filled your glass up with vodka rather than water. Because I'm going to be in Disneyland Paris. This time next week.
Yes.
Well, this time
we're 2 days recording.
Ago. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
when this episode goes out, you'll already come back.
Yeah, so I'm in Disneyland Paris. I would be back from Disneyland Paris by the time this episode comes out.
Yes, yeah.
We'll be reviewing my trip next week.
Okay.
Next week's show, we'll be reviewing my trip. So you'll get to hear all about that. And whether or not I've fallen out with Nick from Diz After Dark, or whether or not we're best of buds now.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, or you're disgusted by his terrible, like, bad habits.
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
Like he sleeps, maybe, I don't know, with a live panther.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, it could happen.
It's pretty
seems
cool.
It seems a little far-fetched, but...
It does, doesn't it?
Let's not rule it out.
So let's talk about Rock and Roller Coaster. I keep wanting to say Fast and Furious.
It's because I don't know why.
It's because we're reading up poor reviews. And whenever I think of the word poor,
I just think terrible, Fast and Furious. Your mind goes to Fast and Furious. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I had an argument with someone on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, by the time this episode comes out.
Right.
Oh, whistly.
Yeah.
The wind is very loud.
Proper windy. Those trees go nuts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if one of those was down before the end of the day.
Yeah, fortunately my car's not underneath one, so yeah. It's all good.
And he was saying that he doesn't like Gringotts.
Oh, okay.
But he wants Jaws to come back. So that's why, because Gringotts is in the place of Jaws, isn't it?
Oh, Gringotts, I was thinking of the other one, but yeah.
And then he was also saying that he enjoys Fast and Furious because it's funny to laugh at it.
I don't think that's really a reason to enjoy it. It's funny because it's really bad.
That's a better way. That's the way I put it. Yeah.
But that's not... I don't think that's... You don't go to a theme park to enjoy a ride that's so bad that it's funny.
No, exactly.
No.
But Rock and Roller Coaster, I almost said Fast and Furious again, is one of your favourite rides, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, yeah, it is one of my favourite rides. I do really enjoy it. I think it's gone down the list slightly, obviously, yeah, in recent years when we've had other big rides come out and things like that.
Like Fast and Furious.
Like Fast and Furious, that's rocketed straight up to the top. But yeah, you've got like Avatar, and obviously I've only recently, within the last 3 years, gone on Tower of Terror.
Mm.
So that's gone up near the top, so that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Rock and Roll Coaster is still up there.
Still a good ride. So we thought it'd be fun to read out people's hatred of it.
Yeah, while we can still read out reviews of
It's going soon, isn't it?
You would have thought they're going to change it at some point soon.
Yeah.
They're ditching it in Disneyland Paris. They're just reskinning it to an Iron Man ride.
Yeah.
They could do the similar sort of thing. I wonder if...
Well, they can't do Iron Man.
They can't do Iron Man. Can they do Captain Marvel?
Potentially.
Maybe.
I think maybe.
She can fly. It's kind of...
She can fly.
As I imagine they can kind of essentially do the same ride, pretty much.
Yeah, but just with
Captain Marvel.
Bit of Carol.
Yeah.
That's a terrible name for a superhero, isn't it? Carol.
And the surname's not great, is it?
Danvers.
Carol Danvers.
Carol Danvers. So the first review is from Inuweb from Norway. And he says, not the best one. I love thrill rides, and granted, this one is fast, but also bumpy. By that, I mean I have a pain in my head after the ride. Seems strange calling a roller coaster bumpy, right? But after doing about 150 different roller coasters, you will know what I mean. Alright, someone's an expert. Some were just painful due to construction.
Some what? What?
I don't think this one's particularly bumpy.
No, I'd say it's relatively smooth, really.
Yeah.
I just think of it as quite smooth. I think the one I really didn't like was Rip Ride Rocket.
I like Rip Ride Rocket.
That was, for me, that was too bumpy. I think the headrests are quite hard, so I really rattle my head around in that one.
See, the one that does me is Space Mountain Mission 2. That one really, that will always screws me over.
Space Mountain, as in the one in...
Paris.
Oh, in Paris, right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think, have I been on that?
You went on when it's a Star Wars overlay, didn't you, last year?
Yes, I think I did. Yeah, I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like it. It's a great ride. Apart from the terrible CGI on the Star Wars bits. Doesn't look good. Medford... Sorry, that's where he's from. Pandrabs 2016 from New Jersey. It's very difficult to say that without trying to put an accent on, isn't it, New Jersey?
Yeah, I see. I thought you were saying Pandrab.
Pandrab 2016. Fast Pass recommended for miscalculated wait times. This is my first time to Disney, and we went to Hollywood Studios on our last day. My husband wanted to bring me to Disney for my birthday since I'd never been before. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
We were not able to get Fast Passes for this ride, so we decided to do standby since the wait was estimated to be 45 minutes. It actually ended up being more than an hour and a half. No water fountains to fill up during a stuffy, long, miscalculated wait. Water! If we would have known it was going to be more than twice the estimated wait, we would have grabbed waters to wait in line, if getting line at all. The standby line seemed mismanaged. If they know there are problems with the ride, then close it post the true wait time. We barely made reservations we would have been charged $20 for if we'd missed them because of the miscalculation and mismanagement for this ride.
I mean, to be fair, if you were going to be late for a reservation, you just leave the queue.
Yeah, I know, yeah, exactly. The ride itself was fun and the launch was super fast. I wish there were more thrilling rides like this available at Disney. Maybe it would help cut down the wait times to have more rides and attractions than gift shops. Several things about this. The first of which reminded me of a situation last night with a restaurant with my parents.
Okay, I'm curious.
Just regarding the water situation, because this person mentioned water a lot.
Right, okay. Yep.
So my mum was reasonably drunk. And my dad said, "Shall I get you some water?" And she was talking fine, like I'm talking now. And then when he mentioned water, she literally went, "Yeah, I'd really like some water." And like, not on purpose. Like, literally, like she just crawled out of a desert.
Like she just realised how thirsty she was.
Yes, out of nowhere. So I really like some water. And then started speaking normally again, but without doing it on purpose at all.
That's and we weird. Was like,
"You right?" At several points during the meal, she said she couldn't see straight. Because of the alcohol.
God. So now we know where Ryan gets it from.
Exactly where I get it from. exactly where I get it from. The other thing I wanted to talk about that more to do with Rock and Roller Coaster is that I do think that they mismanaged the fast pass system on this ride.
Okay, okay.
I don't think I would...
Do you think, what, as in they give a lot of precedence
yeah.
to Fastpass?
Yeah, I think too right. much so.
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of agree with that, because you kind of... It's quite a short Fastpass queue, really, isn't it? You go kind of around the outside
mm.
of the queue, and then you're pretty much in, really.
Did we only go on it once last year? I think we did. We had a Fastpass for it, and we used it.
Did we? Was that a Fastpass where we could use it on anything?
No, I don't think so.
Something was closed, or
maybe. Oh, maybe we wrote it twice because of that.
Maybe, maybe. Yeah, I don't really have much of a memory of riding that. I don't know why.
It's because what happened is before we started, I punched you in the head.
It was the tablet that you slipped me before.
I slipped you a tablet and just went, "Oh, Dan!"
I just wake up on Rock and Roller Coaster.
What's going on? And then can't remember anything for the rest of the day. But yeah, as you said, $20, if you're missing your reservation, you just duck out of the queue, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because, I mean, presumably this is a Disney restaurant reservation where they charge you, I think, $10 per person?
I think so, something like that.
If you miss your reservation. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't, if you were waiting in the queue and you were thinking, oh, I'm going to be late for my reservation, just leave the queue. Yeah. Or, I mean, even if they're off the water, just get your partner or whatever, or your husband in this case, yeah. wasn't it, to leave the queue and just... get a drink.
Also, how back. Desperate can you be for water that you can't make an hour and a half? they go in already parched.
They thought, well, I'm really thirsty, but I can manage for 45 minutes
yeah.
before I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But
I haven't drunk any water longer. For 3 days. So...
I mean, I do quite like their point at the bottom there where they say... Disney need more thrill rides. I think they do need bigger thrill rides.
Yeah, but we're getting Guardians, and we're getting Guardians, which we know is going to happen now, and we know is going to be Guardians.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a concern that they haven't shot any of the footage for it. So at least we know that they will be shooting footage for that attraction.
Yeah, yeah.
And also we're getting Tron. So there's two rides there.
Yeah, two good thrill rides as well. So. Yeah, I think that is what they needed a bit more of.
Yeah.
Because you do get a few of them in Universal, and I think obviously Universal are adding even more potentially with the Jurassic Park one.
Yeah.
Potentially. So it's nice to see them bring in more of that stuff. I think they could still do better.
Yeah.
But,
and we're pretty sure that the third park is going to get announced very soon.
What, for Universal?
If it hasn't done so already by the time this episode goes out.
Yeah.
Based on our conversation with a couple of people from Universal a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, Sod's Law, we always say this, and then it gets announced just after we finish recording.
Yeah,
and
it's which is great for us, because we're always very close to the mark and getting our predictions right.
Yeah.
But I do have a feeling that based on our conversation with a certain Universal employee, he almost let slip they were going to be announcing something.
Mm.
Very soon, because he was like, "Oh, I'm never quite sure when
what I can tell you and what I can't tell you."
And then he was like, "About, you know, the Nintendo," and then he went straight to Nintendo, talking about how, you know, they've been talking about it for years and things. I'm thinking,
"Yeah,
okay, so you're going to be announcing something soon,
ish, yeah, soon-ish." Yeah.
Hopefully. I reckon it'll be within the next couple of months.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah,
I've been wrong before.
As I say, it's been so long since 3 years.
It was one of the first stories we covered on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is insane.
And obviously the land in Tokyo, or not in Tokyo, Osaka. In Japan, Osaka, yeah, is opening
next year. Yeah.
And, you know, that they've been working on that for like 3, maybe 4 years by the time it comes out.
Yeah.
And there's been no announcement at Universal.
No. It was funny because I said, oh, you know, because you've got the... I said to him, you've got the Nintendo Land opening next year in Osaka.
Yeah.
And he didn't hear Osaka. And he was like, no. and I was like, no, in Japan. He was like, oh yeah. He thought I was trying to get something out of it.
Oh,
then.
I see.
And yeah, I'm like, yeah, I do know it's probably going to take longer than a year to build a whole new park.
Just cut corners; it'd be fine. Cut corners.
Well, just do the Disney. Auglin from Ireland says speed thriller in the dark. I guess this is better suited to those in the 20 to 40 age group, and I've passed that age. It was fast and furious with a stunning slingshot takeoff. Most of the ride was in darkness, but I could make out the corkscrew twists coming. Glad I did. Hindsight is great, but I won't be repeating.
Age 20 to 40 age group. I think that's it's a bit.
My parents love it, and they're in their 50s.
Yeah, my parents are in their 50s, and they love it.
Yeah.
You know, even saying 20 is a bit high.
I mean, you could like, go. You could go. I guess probably from 11 or 12, depending on how tall you are.
Maybe even less. Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on how tall you are. Yeah. Probably exactly. Even less than that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy's being very specific about his age range.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to him. Go and ride it if you've not done it before.
All ages, apart from if you're really small.
Yeah. Exactly. Warwick Davis couldn't ride it.
Probably not.
Although I think if it's Warwick Davis, they'd probably just wave it, wouldn't they?
They'd just say, "It's up to you."
Yeah.
If you want to risk it.
No. But it's up to you. It's all right. I'm wearing my stilettos.
Although, to be fair, the harness is pretty over.
Yeah, like, I think you'd be okay.
It's a pretty big harness. Yeah. I don't know what the height restriction is, but you can't imagine it's too high.
I'm not sure. But, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Black River Woman says the weight is unendurable, but I love Aerosmith, and we're glad we're able to ride it. We were here during the slowest time of the year, and still had to wait over an hour to get on this ride. I love Aerosmith, and to hear their hits and see a heartfelt message to the fans before the beginning of the ride was great.
I don't think that's really a heartfelt message.
No, it's like, we're getting loads of money to do this ride, let's just make this.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah, wait a second, I love that idea.
Is that the heartfelt message? I'm not entirely sure.
Wait, no. It's like, no, we can't do that to our fans.
Ah, that's the heartfelt message.
Yeah. You always get that. Like, sometimes you get the cast member that says it, and sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you get the cast member that goes, "How about some backstage passes?" And then Steve Tyler looks out, doesn't he? Wait a minute.
I love that idea.
Hey, what's a hey?
Not that we've ridden this ride too many times.
I love it because there's always something, there's no cast member there, there's always someone else in the crowd
somebody
that goes,
do it.
"How about some backstage parcels?"
One day you just wait for everyone to do it.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Although it's quite annoying on the Haunted Mansion. Everyone's just repeating the lines.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't want to ride that ride for the first time now.
No. I think if somebody says, "How about some backstage passes?" it kind of fits into it. But
it's perfect, yeah.
If you're repeating the lines that they're saying, I think it's a bit of a shame.
Yeah. They truly do seem like a bunch of great guys who love what they do and have brought a lifetime of rocking happiness to millions. Love you, Aerosmith. You deserve a ride dedicated to you, and this one fits the bill. Loved it. Oh dear.
So this person really loves Aerosmith.
And this person reviewed it last year in January, so it's not even like it was a 90s review. They still love Aerosmith now.
Yeah. They're the people that are keeping this ride open.
Exactly. Troy T44. Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
God, he's gone a long way.
You may have seen me in such things as Aerosmith.
He's come from Gold Coast, Australia.
Crikey!
Australia. It's not racist.
No, I feel like Australia is one of these nations where they kind of accept that, And also, they're born from the UK anyway.
Yeah.
Back when we sent all of our criminals over there. But we love Australia.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah.
You loved it.
Yeah, it's a great place. I've been to Gold Coast.
There you go.
It's lovely on the Gold Coast.
Gives you the right to be racist, it's fine.
Yeah.
I think. That's how it works, right? I'm
pretty sure.
We take the Mickey out of us as well.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh. This ride is in the dark and makes no sense. It does not flow that well and is in the dark, so you cannot brace yourself. I love roller coaster and rated this the worst in Orlando. The theme from the outside looks good, but it's just random signs and darkness. I mean, no, he hasn't paid attention to the storyline at all.
At all. I would say it's one of the best story told rides.
I think it's one of the best story coasters.
Story coasters, really. That's what I meant.
Until Hagrid's
magical
creatures adventure, motorcycle adventure. Yep.
Something.
That maybe. Sounds like it's gonna like knock this one out of the park.
Supposedly. And is Guardians, is that meant to have a really good story?
Well, you would assume the cast are gonna be involved now.
Yeah.
Story,
yeah.
Guardians.
They do seem to be really, really pushing these like story based track rides now, don't they?
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't mean that they're all going at like 2 miles an hour the whole time.
Yeah, to try and tell a story. But I think I think it works quite well with Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, because you're going through a busy highway.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah, and you see road signs and all this sort of stuff, and they're very well lit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. The next one is from Glen FC. It says roller coaster.
He's also from Australia.
Oh, there you go.
Is this the same person?
Probably.
Not maybe it's like husband and wife both reviewing it.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Roller coaster that has a loose association with a band. This is a high-thrill indoor roller coaster that is primarily in the dark. This can make it a challenge for those with bad backs, as you can't anticipate the turns.
This is from the same person.
You shouldn't be going on the ride then. Yeah. It also includes three loops. It definitely doesn't.
No, it's just two, I think, isn't
it's,
it?
It's a loop and a corkscrew,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
that's
so
it.
It's a loop straight away and then a corkscrew shortly after.
Yeah.
No, hang on.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right.
Is there a third loop? Is there a second corkscrew?
I don't think there is.
Because I know you do the loop and then you do the corkscrew quite quickly afterwards.
Or maybe there's one more corkscrew.
But there might be another corkscrew.
Maybe.
But with only like one loop.
Yeah, okay.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Not much of a corkscrew really, but...
No.
Yeah.
It also includes three loops, so be aware of this if you don't like thrill rides. Not sure about the link to Aerosmith other than the theme at the start while waiting to go on. It's fine, but nothing special. I mean, if you've got a bad back, read the signs and don't go on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, that's kind of on him. You shouldn't be riding it.
That's definitely by the same people.
It is, like, isn't it? They've got to be. So we've got Glenn and Troy.
Yeah, these are the same. Both from Gold Coast Australia, and they both went in December 2017.
Yeah. And there's no way that two people
from both,
Australia...
And they were both complaining about it being dark, so you can't anticipate the turns.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The next one's from Benjamin C. And he says, ride is fine, but launch is a meh. Meh. I've been on this once in 2015, and I was not a fan of the launch. It all comes by surprise, and I really don't like those kinds of surprises. How does it? It's got a countdown! How is that a surprise?
That's brilliant.
And they literally go, ready? 3, 2! Like, how can you be more surprised? How can you be surprised by that?
The weird thing is, he's saying, I've ridden this once in 2015, but he reviewed this in 2017.
Yeah.
And it says date of experience 2017. So is this the second time he's ridden it?
Must be.
So why is it a surprise?
I don't know. So he says...
Come on, Benjamin, sort it out.
It all comes by surprise, and I really don't like those kinds of surprises. Where you're suddenly jerked forward because Aerosmith is cranking it up to 11 to make you go about 57 miles per hour or right below test track. Once the launch part of it is over, it's pretty enjoyable, and I had an okay time on it. I wouldn't recommend this to people who don't like these kinds of rides, but definitely if you like being launched. That's like the worst review ever.
Yeah.
Or I don't understand. It's not a surprise. You're in the queue, you see people getting launched off.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's not like it's hidden.
How can you be surprised?
That's brilliant.
Even if you're blind, okay, which I don't think he is because he's written a lovely review there.
Are you suggesting blind people can't write lovely reviews, Ryan?
No, I'm not saying that. But even if you're blind, you can hear them doing the countdown and people screaming and have a pretty good gauge of what's going on.
Probably.
I don't think he... I mean, how can you be surprised by that launch? I don't understand.
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever.
If anything, the first time I rode that was probably 10 years ago because I was scared of coasters.
Yeah.
Until I was, maybe 18. So less than 10 years ago. It was the launch... It wasn't the surprise of the launch. It was the anticipation of the launch that made me afraid to go on it.
Yeah, because as you say, you go out of the pre-show and then you filter around the corner and then you can see the cars launching off. So you know exactly... It's not like there's going to be no queue that you don't have an opportunity to see one car launch off.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
The next one says, shame on you, Disney World. This is my favourite place to visit. However, this is really unconscientiable... What? Unconscious-inable? Do you know what that word says?
I'm not convinced that's a real word.
I don't think that's a real word. This is really something bad. Told that the wait time would be 45 minutes. We are now well into an hour and a half, so they're revealing while they're in the queue. We are annual pass holders. Annual pass holders. But we have brought along someone who is not a great experience. Or queuing for a ride.
No, hang on. It sounds like they're having a not great experience because they brought somebody that isn't an annual pass holder.
Yeah,
that's what it is. They always drag them down.
There is no need to mention the fact that they're annual pass holders.
No.
So annual, I think being an annual pass holder is fantastic. I'd love to be an annual pass holder for Disney World.
If
there's no point right now in me doing it.
No.
But I wouldn't need to talk about it at every single point. And it's these annual pass holders that I hate.
Yeah. The people that just have to drop it into every single conversation.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen the new Captain Marvel film? Disney? Oh, I've got an annual pass.
Of course I've seen the film. I'm an annual pass holder.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing to do with the film, but I'm an annual pass holder.
Oh, my annual pass has got Carol Danvers on it. Well, no, it hasn't. Yeah, but I put a sticker on it. Annual pass, all that. We can do what we like with it. Shannon says, long lines, but fast thrills. While I am not a patient line waiter, I think this ride is worth the wait. Super fast acceleration at takeoff, a dark interior with black lights, and lots of bumps and turns makes this a great ride. Fast pass recommended. They reviewed that 3 out of 5.
Sounds like they line. Sounds like they loved it.
They though. Absolutely love it, yeah.
And the weird thing is they said they don't like long lines, but they said this is worth it.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense. Chrissy, 626. Not unlike Experiment 626. Stitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
They say disappointed second visit. The first time I rode this, I loved it to pieces. 6 years later, I finally returned, and a few things were different.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, I don't think so. It could have been a situational experience, was, but the roller coaster theme is unique and entertaining. The coaster is supposed to occur with Aerosmith's hits blasting in the background. I think other than the loops and spins, it what really gives the coaster a rockstar feel. When I rode it, there was no sound and no soundtrack. Perhaps the system is broken, or the music doesn't play anymore? I'm not certain. Yeah, it was definitely broken. Yeah. Brilliant. I think we've got a couple more to read out here. Oh, we've got a few more. Three more. Really, people? For starters, this isn't even the best version of Rock and Roller Coaster. Paris's version has the coaster as part of the stage show, flying through rafters and effects. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Does it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it does.
I'm trying to think. The storyline is slightly different, isn't it? But I wouldn't say it was
greatly different, though.
No, I've not ridden it that many times in Paris to remember.
Most of the queue is outdoor. Terrible for Florida. It's a catapult launch and a flip. The rest of the coaster is absolutely nothing. Hence why Walt Disney Studios has the better version.
I wouldn't say half the queue is outdoor.
You can be waiting up to an hour outside, though.
You're
undercover from the sun.
You are undercover. It's like fixed covers. So it's not the worst queue to.
The worst ride to queue for is probably Big Thunder Mountain or Kilimanjaro Safaris. It is so hot in both of them. Get a fast pass, says Clark Griswold. Without a fast pass, need to reserve 48 hours in advance.
Not always.
Or 60 days.
Yeah.
You will wait 2 hours or more. Good ride, but it's not worth that. It's pretty funny if you can get on quickly. Take the standby times 3. So he's given it 1 star, even though he loves the ride.
Bit of an exaggeration, isn't it? Basically saying it's so great, so many people love it, you need a fast pass, 1 star.
1 star. 1 star.
Yeah.
And the final review is from Nola1961. A slanted review. In the fact that the line was so long, we could never get on the ride. Since each park only allows two fast pass plus per day, three, but okay, we used ours on Tower of Terror and Toy Story Mania. Our plan was to do Tower of Terror and then this one. By the time we got off Tower of Terror, the line was very long. If I had to do it all over again, I would get Fastpass for this one and Toy Story Mania. The Tower of Terror line moves much quicker than this one. So they've given it a 1-star review, and they've never ridden it by the sounds of it.
Fantastic. Because they could never be bothered to wait for it.
That's absolutely fantastic.
It is a bit odd, really, isn't it? Because it always does seem to have a large queue for Rock and Roller Coaster.
It really does, and I do think it's the fast pass that backs it up on this one.
Yeah, but also I guess because it is the only like big track ride in Hollywood Studios, that it probably makes a difference. But it's curious. It must have a lower capacity than say Tower of Terror, because Tower of Terror generally doesn't have that long a line.
No, it doesn't. Not normally.
Yeah. I mean, you're normally looking at under an hour for Tower of Terror, generally.
Yeah.
Whereas Rock and Roller Coaster can easily, generally, go over an hour.
Yeah, easy. My favourite review was definitely the person that says he's not a fan of the launch, it comes by surprise. Yeah. And I really don't like those kinds of surprises.
That was
my favourite.
Yeah, I just can't.
I can't see how you could be surprised by it.
No.
I don't get it. It's like going on the Hulk in Islands of Adventure and going, bloody hell, that launch was a surprise. Even though you can see it like anywhere in the park.
Yeah. Who knew this was going to go outside?
Oh, it's crazy.
God.
We both love Rock and Roller Coaster. I do think that the theming needs to change. I would welcome a theme change for that attraction.
Yeah, I mean, I do really like the attraction. I think the theming is good.
Tell you what, though.
The ride itself is done very well, but I think...
It's time for change.
I completely agree. It is time for a change. Aerosmith aren't as popular as they were.
I mean, I would like... So, let's say Disneyland Paris, the soundtrack could be AC/DC. for Iron Man, mm-hmm. easily.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if they do that.
Which would be amazing.
Yeah.
If they did a Captain Marvel at Hollywood Studios, you've got like that great 90s soundtrack for Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
You've got Hole, Nirvana.
I can imagine the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
The soundtrack for that ride.
Yeah, I would think so. So I think Captain Marvel is... unless Captain Marvel is something that Disney World, for some reason, can't use because Universal already has the rights to her.
Yeah.
I could see Captain Marvel fitting in very well in that space.
Yeah, I think... because you imagine the Iron Man ride, obviously the reskin of Rock and Roller Coaster in Paris, is going to be you're kind of like flying with him or as him or something along those lines. So you could imagine the same sort of thing working really well for Captain Marvel. Because she does fly. There was a very similar scene in, obviously that they saw it in the trailers, so I'm not too concerned about spoilers, but there was a very similar scene where she's flying through the sky and that matched with an Iron Man scene from... I don't know which Iron Man film it was, one or two.
Iron Man 1 through 3.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the above, basically. Yeah. It could fit really well, you would have thought.
I think so. I think if they can use the character, that's absolutely what they should change it to.
Yeah, and they don't have any specific like Marvel sections in Disney World at the moment, do they?
No, they obviously
they're gonna have Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot.
Yeah.
Then it's not like they're building a specific land, so that it wouldn't matter really if they had a Marvel-esque ride where Rock and Roller Coaster is.
One might argue that if they're doing that, then it makes sense to convert Tower of Terror to Mission Breakout.
Yes, although at the same time, if you've got Guardians of the Galaxy in one park and Guardians of the Galaxy in another park,
but you would argue that if Captain Marvel was there, it would make sense to turn that part of the park into a Marvel area.
Yes, they could do that. I mean, I don't think we'll see any kind of change for quite a while, probably not before 2021.
No, I agree.
I think Hollywood Studios will settle down once you've got the Mickey, I can never remember, Mickey Runaway Railway.
Railway, which is very difficult for a British person to say.
Yeah. You've got that opening this year, you've got Star Wars Land opening this year.
Yeah.
Was it this year or next year? I'm getting crying.
This year,
But yeah, I think all the building work will stop pretty much for Hollywood Studios before 2021 because obviously they're focusing a lot on Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And then you've got quite a large focus on Epcot as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be their primary focus for the next 3-4 years maybe.
I think so as well, yeah. I don't think we'll see much change to Hollywood Studios. Unless, of course, that they decide to expand Galaxy's Edge into where the Indy and Star Tours area is.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that for a while. The amount of money that it would cost them to make Star Wars Land, I think they'll just use that for quite a few years.
Yeah,
and then when it starts drifting a little bit, they might start adding more stuff to it.
Yeah,
and then they'll pull in the audience again.
I think so. Yeah.
Not that I don't think it's going to drop for quite a while, but
no, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, I think I don't see them adding. If anything, once they've done Epcot and Magic Kingdom, it wouldn't surprise me if they did a little bit more in Animal Kingdom.
Yep.
You know, granted, we saw Pandora, we saw Avatar Land.
Pandora is the first thing since Everest, so it's certainly slower to.
Yeah, it doesn't get a huge amount of attention, and there are some rides that could do with like, even the Bug's Life ride, Tough to Be a Bug, could do with like modernizing, couldn't it? Really, I don't have a problem keeping it as Bug's Life.
You better not.
No, but you know,
best Pixar film, damn it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, but, I do.
but yeah, I mean, it could do with a bit of a
renovation. Change. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Get rid of Kevin Spacey, maybe.
Trey awkward.
Yeah. Oh my God, Kevin Spacey is here!
No! Not Kevin! Kevin!
And on that terrible, terrible note, we are finishing this week's podcast. Please go and read and all of the guides and things we have on our website, themeparktrader.com. You'll find us on all of the socials and on YouTube. Just search for Theme Park Trader. And leave us a lovely 5-star review on iTunes. If you do, let us know, and we will give you a big thumbs up and hug if we see you in person.
I was concerned with where you were going then.
We'll give you something nice. So, thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota. and they'll haunt you until you return.